Call the Illinois State Tollway Highway Authority Audit Committee meeting to order for April 17, 2013. Secretary, roll call.
Chair Wood.
Here.
Committee Chair Gonzalez.
Here.
We have a forum.
And Director Weisner is not present?
Director Weisner is not present.
Yeah, I just called the roll so to register.
Okay,
thank you.
Forum's been established. We have no one for public comment, I assume?
No.
So it'll take us to item number four, approval of the minutes from the Audit Committee for the meeting held on December 12, 2012. Motion to approve?
I would make the motion.
Motion made. I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? Approval passed. Going on to item number two, there is no additional items. Moving on to item number five, our Chief Internal Auditor, Cassandra, has a presentation to go over the 2012 audit activities.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
As mentioned, my name is Cassandra Rouse, and I'm the Chief of the Internal Audit Department. And today I'm presenting an update on the internal audit activity to provide a recap of the results from 2012, as well as an update on the 2013 current activity. As you see from the slide presentation, I'll provide an overview of the internal audit purpose, authority, and responsibility. We'll take a look at the requirements set forth by both SIAB and FISHA. We'll look at the internal audit activity, the external audit progress to date. We'll look at the payment card industry annual assessment. And then lastly, we'll look at the internal audit resources. The internal audit department's purpose, authority, and responsibility is clearly defined in the audit department's charter, which is reviewed annually and most recently updated at the end of 2011 and approved by the board in 2012. As auditors, we have the responsibility to conduct ourselves in accordance with the Code of Ethics, and audit activities should be performed in conformance with FISHA and SIAB requirements. The scope of our audit reviews include examinations of tollway policies and procedures, compliance with laws and regulations, and to ensure the safeguarding of tollway assets. Now, our approach is to bring a systematic, disciplined approach to evaluate and improve the effectiveness of controls. Now, in order to accomplish this, the Internal Audit Department's purpose and mission, we have the authority to have unrestricted access to the tollway's records. And additionally, Internal Audit has regular discussions with all levels of management, including direct communication with the Audit Committee and the Executive Director for discussions on initiatives, internal controls, compliance, and other governance areas. Now, internal audit performs audit activities in conformance with bylaws and requirements that have been established by SIAB. The SIAB requirements actually include a uniform set of standards which all state internal auditors must adhere to. Now, as part of the SIAB requirements, a quality assurance review is performed to periodically assess the internal audit department's compliance with auditing standards and guidelines. The risk assessment process is reviewed as well as an overall assessment of our audit process. Additionally, requirements are set forth to ensure that our internal auditors and entire staff receive the required training hours on an annual basis to ensure the effectiveness of our internal audit reviews and to ensure that we are also continuing to add value to the agency through our audits. Internal audit activities also have to be in conformance with FISHA requirements, which indicate that a two-year audit plan must be completed annually. Cycle audits have to be performed. Special audits, including vendor audits, system implementation reviews, as well as annually, internal audit performs activities to review the fiscal and administrative internal controls agency-wide, and the results of the reviews are presented in a letter to the Auditor General. Now, evaluation of the tollway system of internal controls is the primary responsibility of the Internal Audit Department. So to support this, FISHA has identified 11 major cycle audits that must be performed once every 2 years to evaluate internal controls at the agency are operating sufficiently. In 2013, in our audit plan, you can see the various cycle audits that we will be reviewing. And they include the agency management and oversight cycle audit, the personnel and payroll audit, the expenditure control cycle audit, purchasing and procurement, as well as a petty cash audit. And currently, the majority of these cycle audits are underway within our department. If we take a look at the chart, you'll see the results of internal audit activity for 2012 as it relates to the cycle audits that were reviewed. Overall, there were sufficient internal controls in the areas observed in the cycle audits performed in 2012. As there were opportunities to enhance internal audit controls, internal audit made recommendations to management.
So the little lines mean no material findings?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, if we move on to looking at the other 2012 activity within our department, that included the annual certification letter, there was an inventory consulting review, the external audit coordination, the PCI audit coordination, as well as contract and vendor audits.
And how are the contract and vendor audits identified? Are those random, or did somebody come to you with them?
In many cases, those are identified. Just they're risk-based reviews where we see the level of activity with certain vendors. They're also maybe brought to us by senior-level management. Those are some of the areas in which those types of reviews are brought to our attention, as well as maybe exposure or information from various external outlets that may, you know, lead us to have some concern and therefore perform a review.
Mm-hmm. Okay. About how many of those do you do in a year?
It can vary, but if I speak specifically towards last year, there were three.
Okay, thank you.
So the contract and the vendor audit, is it done then by department within the tollway? In terms of the when you do like internal control and you do a risk assessment, if you have one department that's higher risk, is there more than you lean toward that vendor or contract audit within that department?
Yes, we do risk-based reviews where we do go throughout the different user departments and individually talk with the various chiefs and senior level management to assess the level of risk within the department. Now, if we move on to 2013 activity, we are currently in the process of completing our annual certification letter to the Auditor General. Right now, we have the external audit coordination ongoing. As I mentioned, we're in the process of performing our cycle audits. We have an upcoming Oasis Fuel audit, a construction practices review and audit services audit. And, of course, as we progress through the year, there will be additional contract and vendor audits identified, as well as the latter part of the year, we'll be conducting the PCI audit in coordination with an external party.
What is the construction practices review and audit services?
That's an audit that has been awarded to a vendor to review our construction practices as well as to review prior contracts within the CRP program to make sure that we receive the services that were contracted for under that contract. And then to provide some best practices so that we can ensure that as we move into the new capital program that we can utilize those best practices as we move forward.
We've contracted the fuel audit out to the leases that we have.
Yes.
Is that part of the cycle audit or is that independent of the cycle audit?
Independent. Mm-hmm. That's independent.
So the Oasis management has hired somebody to conduct that audit?
So, right, we've contracted with a firm to external party to come in and review the Oasis lease for the fuel side of the business, and they will determine whether or not the services that are to be provided under the lease agreement for fuel and that we're actually getting the services contracted for.
So is it fuel, meaning literally fuel, or is it the 7-Eleven versus?
It's a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Yes, it's a 7-Eleven lease.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
So one of the activities in 2013 will be the coordination of the external audit, which is currently underway. The external audit team has been on site at the tollway since February. They're nearing the last final phase of field work. The expectation is that they will complete field work sometime in May, and then a final report will be scheduled for release by the end of June.
Which is earlier than usual?
Yes. The audit to date has been going very well. You know, as you know, this is the second year for the firm, and so the coordination between, you know, our department as well as the various departments who have the tollway has proved to be pretty seamless, and the audit is progressing well. The next slide that I'll go into is to review the payment card industry annual assessment. Now, the annual assessment is a result of a mandatory compliance program that's a collaboration between credit card associations to create common industry security requirements for cardholder data. The PCI Security Standards Council is a body that provides oversight of the PCI compliance program. In many cases, companies need a qualified security assessor to perform the compliance reviews. The tollway in 2012 actually reached a tier one status, meaning that they process over 6 million credit card transactions. And at the tier one level, that required us to adhere to additional validation requirements. This year, the tollway is seeking to secure the services of a external firm to assist with the assessment. And this contract will extend for a period of 5 years. Part of the assessment would include filing a report on compliance as well as an attestation on compliance, and the report deadline will need to be submitted by September 26 of 2013.
So is that procurement in process now?
Yes, that's in process currently.
And can you estimate when you're likely to get the vendor on contract?
Yes. We're looking to have the vendor on contract by June, and we're slating a start date at the end of July or first part of August. And that will allow sufficient time for them to complete the assessment based on our experiences from last year.
And the industry requires that it be external and it cannot be internal?
Yes, and it has to be an approved vendor, right, that is identified on the PCI Security Council website.
Are you likely to have the same vendor as has done reviews in the past, or do you have to rotate?
We don't have to rotate, but since it's going out for bid, then it'll depend on who the most responsive, you know, vendor is at the time of solicitation. Currently, within our department, we have two individuals that are certified as internal security assessors in order to assist with the PCI compliance assessment. And based on our experience last year, we find that the benefit here is to ensure that year round, we have someone on site to ensure compliance with PCI requirements as the business environment changes, and wanting to make sure that controls are operating efficiently that could impact PCI requirements. So this is a more of a proactive approach versus a reactive approach to managing this. And the last slide I have here just presents an overview of our organizational structure. As I indicated, I'm the Chief of Internal Audit. We currently have a vacancy in the IE Manager role. We have three internal auditors on staff and one IS auditor currently.
Are you hiring for the IA Manager?
Yes, we are seeking to hire that position before the end of the year, and hopefully we can move in that direction.
And when does the PCI annual assessment occur then?
We're seeking to have that start at the end of July, the first part of August, to ensure that the external firm has enough time to complete the assessment by September 26th.
When that firm does get selected, does it take a lot more time from the internal audit department to work with them?
Yes,
because I know you got the audit going on, and then you have another compliance with another external company coming in, but just when you're finishing, but does it take a lot more of your time to deal with the
yes,
PCI?
Absolutely. I mean, as you see, we'll have an external party not only for the PCI assessment, but then also, as I mentioned, for the contract construction review process. So, yes, there will be additional resources that will just be needed to help, you know, oversee the management of those external parties.
Okay. And the vacant position is saying that by December, or is when the, do you think maybe it'd be better to try to move out a lot quicker, or does that get in the way of training a manager while this is all going on?
It would actually be beneficial to bring someone on board, you know, as soon as possible, just so that they can, you know, be acclimated into, you know, the PCI assessment process, as well as the, you know, coordination of some of the other activities within the audit department. So that would definitely be beneficial. So we'll have to look and see, you know, how we can move that forward quicker. And the last two items that are a part of the presentation include an Appendix A, which just gives you a little bit more information as a reference tool on the tiers within the PCI program. And as I mentioned before, the tollway now is a Tier 1, which identifies that we had more than 6 million transactions. And then the next Appendix B just goes into what the validation requirements are at each level. And this will be our second year, actually, that, you know, complying and filing as a level one merchant. And we were successful in doing so last year. So that would conclude my presentation. And if there are any questions?
I'm curious, do you two review the cycle audit findings?
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm. As well as the executive director.
Great. Mm-hmm. I would just want to say that it looks like just you going into that Tier 1 with PCI, it shows the, obviously there's a lot more increased activity at the tollway in terms of revenue. And it seems like there's going to be more activities that you're going to have to be doing some testing, as well as the construction side of it with all the increase in construction. It seems like the internal audit department is going to be a lot busier than it's ever been. So I would try to at least meet with or talk with the executive director on how fast we could move on that vacant position, because it seems like it's something that's going to be needed a lot sooner than later.
Yes, I agree, Director Gonzalez, and I definitely appreciate, you know, you making that point as well. And we'll definitely begin and continue to have those conversations to see if we can get those positions filled quickly, sooner than later.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No. Good.
We have no unfinished business, no new business. I don't see an attorney, so I know we don't have executive session. So a motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.